This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday to you. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe wherever you might be. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. This is a beautiful time of the year. It's fall. It's October. We got baseball playoffs. We got the NBA starting in a few days. We got the NHL underway. We got the NFL underway. We got college football underway. And even right now, this minute, this second, we got some amazing games. We got Shohei Ohtani being amazing. This is game four of the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers lead the Brewers 3-0. Shohei Ohtani is on the mound. Shohei Ohtani started the game. He already struck out the side in the first inning. Immediately stepped up to the plate as the number one batter for the Dodgers, in the number one spot, and then he immediately launched a home run into right field. The Dodgers now lead 3-0. Yeah, they did some damage after Ohtani's home run. Meanwhile, if we go from Los Angeles to Seattle, it's game five of the American League Championship Series. And apparently, well, things have been, well, not yet. They're still tied. Not anymore. 6-2. Eugenio Suarez just hit a grand slam. He hit a run earlier. This is his second home run of the game. 6-2, the Seattle Mariners lead the Toronto Blue Jays. You want to talk about putting some runs up on the board. Suarez now has 5 RBIs on the night, both in a form of a home. This is why you trade for a guy like this. He looks up to God as he crosses home plate, takes his time, daps up his teammates, just crushing home runs all over the place, man. This is the best time of year for baseball, man. There's so many games, and then when you get to the ones that really matter, the elimination games, and now he's holding up that stupid trident that I hate so much. He's now in a dugout with it. Oh, boy. Grand slam. You got to love this, man. Yeah, for a minute, it looked like Toronto was going to take this game and go ahead. And now I think, this is the bottom of the eighth. We can shut this one down. Unless Seattle's bullpen is just going to go ahead and implode, I think we can go ahead and kiss this one goodbye. It's Suarez with a grand slam. giving Seattle a 6-2 lead, breaking the tie. Wow. Damn. We'll be here for one more hour, like I said. We have talked about a lot, college football, the NFL. We got into the icy hot bowl last night between Rodgers and Flacco. It's been quite a show. Of course, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I did mention to you the new Netflix NBA show that's out. Speaking of that, we got Stephen A. Smith. He's still sitting around on podcasts bashing LeBron. It's like, aren't you now done with that yet? I guess the answer is no. And so it's busy. If you've missed any minute of this show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We had a great chat with Will Graves, who covers all things Pittsburgh Steelers for the Associated Press. And then just last hour, we had a good conversation with Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com. He came through to have a conversation with us about all the college football news, including Bill Belichick, whose latest controversy is having some of his private calls, his private studio conversations released. But I guess if you're in a television studio, there's not much private there now, is there? I guess Bill Belichick isn't as smart as we all thought he was. Anyway, if you want to reach out to me here on this beautiful Friday, hopefully it's beautiful where you are, you can call 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's just so cool how we have these games going on right now. Shohei Ohtani is striking out people and hitting home runs in the same game. You got Suarez hitting two home runs in one game. Tonight is supposed to be epic, okay? It looks like Seattle will take a lead, and it looks like the Dodgers, unless things just go to hell, the Dodgers may actually advance tonight. What a day. You know what? Let's take a listen to Dave Roberts, because Shohei Ohtani, he ain't been all that good at the plate recently. He had a triple last night, eventually scored on that. The day before that, he had an RBI. And I guess Shohei Ohtani has finally woken up here in the postseason. I can tell you one guy not really worried about him is his own manager. That's Dave Roberts. He's like, listen, we headed into today, and Shohei hasn't been killing it. Listen to what he said.
We're pitching really well. We're playing very good defense. Obviously, Shohei's not performing the way he would like or we expect, but I just know how big of a part he is to this thing, and we got a long way to go, but I just like the work that he's putting in, and I'll bet on him all day long.
Yeah, well, I think you bet on him, and we see the results. 3 strikeouts and a home run already, and he sent that home run straight to hell, so it's good to see Shohei Ohtani out there. Botcher, there's no words.
There's no words to speak about him. It's just, and he's just going to get better and better at pitching. So it doesn't make any sense to even continue to, analyze how he compares to the rest of the MLB. He's just so far on his own pedestal that he's that guy. And he's probably the greatest player ever. And I don't think you can really argue that anymore.
Babe Ruth, he hit and he pitched. Not at the same damn time. Like, Shohei Ohtani, in one game, in one inning, just did something that we have never seen before in the 100-plus year, 130, 140, however long history of baseball. You know what I want to see, Botcher? And it's possible because he hit that damn home run in the first inning. And Ohtani's the type of dude, man, he starts hitting these home runs. He goes out there and he hits them in bunches. I want to see him hit another home run.
That's probably possible with how the Brewers are shaping up right now. You got Quintana, who's not looking good, and their bullpen's not rested. So the question is, could he have 3, maybe?
Oh, bro. He hasn't had that game yet. And especially to do it in the post. Could you imagine? And this is what I'm hoping for. I like history being made. If Ohtani went 6 innings tonight and struck out 6 or 7, he already struck out, 3 or 4 guys already? If he gave you a solid game pitching, but then he went out there and hit 2 or 3 home runs, what is that? Like, what do you call that? That's a video game. That's not, you can't even do that in a video game unless it's Ohtani.
Yeah, that's, I don't even know. Like, you get, that's a quality start and probably a great hitting day, probably the best in most people's careers.
They
and
have
it's just an average Tuesday.
You know how you play these video games. You know when Super Mario goes on that invincible streak?
Yeah, the star.
Yeah, yeah. He's Super Mario. He got the white clothes on. Forget the red plumber stuff. He got the white suit on, and he's now blinking, and he's super invincible, and you can't... Yeah, is that the star when he gets the star?
Yeah, it's the star. When he wears the white, it's the fire.
Oh, yeah. It's the highest level of Super Mario. It's that. It's like any video game character where, you know, he powers up. It's Popeye on the spinach. It's like what he is doing is unbelievable. And it's just like I want to soak it all in because I'm like, this is one guy. You may never see another guy like this in your life. Period. You know, I feel confident enough. And I don't know. I'm kind of there in the middle of my life. I don't know how much longer I got. You know, I feel good that I've seen one Michael Jordan. I don't think I'll ever see another Michael Jordan in my lifetime. I've seen one Tom Brady. I don't think I'll see another one. You know, who knows? And this is the cool thing about sports. Everybody carves out their legacy in a different way. Like, I know there's people who are listening right now. They saw Bill Russell, and it's just like, I saw Bill Russell. Okay, great. Terrific. I'm pretty sure when you saw Bill Russell, you're like, I'll never see another guy like him. And, I mean, nobody may ever catch him in rings. But then I saw a guy named Michael Jordan. And I saw a guy named LeBron James. You know, I remember seeing Barry Bonds, all of them, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, I don't think I'll ever see a guy like Barry again. You know, well, for a couple of reasons, I don't think I'll see another Shohei. With all the money, and we got into this a little bit yesterday, Bacher, but with all the money that is now being invested into sports, into baseball in particular, and knowing that it may have to slow down and stop, do you think we will see more guys on the mound and at the plate, or is that just financially too tricky?
I don't think it's the finances that really make it, just because it's physically impossible for these players, because Ohtani, I feel like, is a special breed because he came over from Japan doing both already.
Yes.
So anyone who's playing in America it's not happening. So you could do it in college maybe, but once you get drafted to these teams, they see your value as either a pitcher or a hitter. Like the Mets rookie, Nolan McClain. He was a two-way player in college. They told him, do you want to be a pitcher or a hitter? Because there's no way you can do both and develop in our system to where you want to be. So the franchises are never going to see another Ohtani till they basically see it overseas, one, or two, they change their entire philosophy of developing players.
Well, it's not going to happen here because the development happens at levels that are much lower from before you ever get drafted. So are you saying that this guy, if he exists, is going to have to come from overseas like Ohtani did?
It'd be more likely, I would say.
Yes.
The best chance for someone like Ohtani was someone who's playing in the KBO, playing in maybe the Dominican League, where it's a little bit different.
But here's the other thing. They got to be good. Like, they have to be excellent at both.
Yeah, they have to be great at both.
He's an all-star at both. Like, maybe you can find a guy, but then even if he's not excellent, if he's not great, you just say, man, sit your ass down. Get off that mound and just stand over there in the box. You know, like, or if he's in the box, like, for instance, like DeGrom played shortstop. Okay, and then he's just like, oh, you got a good arm, man. Stay your behind up on that mound, man. We don't need you, you know, running around playing, doing any of that. Just move positions. I don't know. It's tough. It's good. Look, I'm going to enjoy it. We may never see another Ohtani. And congratulations to the Mariners. The Mariners just beat the Blue Jays 6-2. Man, Eugenio Suarez hits a grand slam in the eighth inning to break the 2-2 tie. Cal Raleigh accounted for the other run. He went out there and hit a home run to left field to even the game up at two runs apiece. And then Suarez says, here's another run. So between Suarez and Cal Raleigh, they both went out there and hit some bombs today to ultimately now put Seattle up 3-2 here in the American League Championship Series. This was an excellent game. I know the fans in Seattle are very appreciative. If I was in there right now, T-Mobile, Arena, Stadium, whatever the hell they call it, I would be absolutely losing my mind. Eugenio Suarez is currently talking to Fox, so I guess when he wraps up, we'll see if we can take a listen to what he says before we get out of here in the show. The next game, you got to wait a little while. They're going to travel. The Mariners are going to go to Toronto, and they're going to try to close things out. That's it. There's no more baseball here in this series in Seattle. They're done. Game 6 will be Sunday, and if the Blue Jays win at home on Sunday, we have a Game 7 Monday in Toronto, Blue Jays Mariners. And so the Blue Jays, if they want to advance to the World Series, they're going to have to win the next two games. Looks like Seattle has a little bit of a leg up. They certainly have a leg up. How about that? As they now lead this series 3-2. Man, this is some cool. This is some good damn baseball tonight. This is, you watch these games and then you become a fan. Some of the crap that we get in a regular season, what are you going to do? It's 162 games. You're going to have your ups and your downs, the good and the bad. But these are some of the best teams in the league right now, period. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some NBA action. I told you that there's this new show that dropped on Netflix. Before we get out of here, I'm going to give you an update on some of the NFL injuries. And then we'll also talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're listening. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Minutes ago, Eugenio Suarez hit his second home run of the game, this time a grand slam. He breaks a 2-2 tie between the Toronto Blue Jays and his Mariners. Ultimately, his grand slam was the go-ahead. It was the deciding hit. It was the deciding slam. And the Seattle Mariners beat the Blue Jays 6-2. He hits his grand slam in the eighth. The Mariners close things down in the ninth. And now the Mariners are one victory away from advancing to the World Series. They have a travel day tomorrow before they finish up this series in Toronto. If you're the Seattle Mariners, you want to close things away, shut things down on Sunday. The Blue Jays are going to try to force a Game 7 on Monday. Eugenio Suarez was just on Fox. He was having a chat. This is what he had to say about his grand slam that ultimately won the game.
Yeah, like I say, this got to be the biggest home run of my career. It was so special. I've been waiting this for a long time. It's been a while to have a game like this today. It was awesome to be able to hit that grand slam there and give it a win to my team, to the fans. They've been here support us all year long, all season series. Nobody says it's going to be easy, but you got to fight. You got to stay in the fight, never quit. And I glorify God because he gave me the power. He put everything on myself. I lock in myself right there and just try to drive one in, and God is good, and I dream for.
No, that's good. And by the way, let me remind you, that was his second home run of the game. And he opened up all of the scoring with his first home run. And then he came back later on and hit that grand slam to close things out. He made it very clear at the end of that interview, there's one thing that he wants to do. He wants to do this, go to the World Series, for all the Mariners fans who've been waiting forever to get to a World Series.
This year has been special for everybody in this organization. For our fans, they've been waiting a long time for this moment, and we're here to give it them. We're here to fight for a World Series, not only for the ASL job. We're here to fight for a World Series. We want to give it to them. We want to stay in the fight, and we need them to stay with us in the fight.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's awesome. I'm rooting for the Seattle Mariners. I would really like to see a World Series between the Mariners and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Right now, the Dodgers still lead the Brewers 3-0. Shohei Ohtani, yeah, he's still on the mound, hasn't given up a run. And then he also hit that opening home run right after he got off of the mound. What can't this guy do? I don't know. Appears that he can do everything. Here's a couple of injury notes that you should know heading up this NFL, well, not season, but week 7 of the NFL season. We got the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Commanders. CeeDee Lamb is going to be back. He missed a bunch of games with that high ankle sprain. CeeDee Lamb is ready to go. He was actually asked by the media if they kind of took it slow, and he's just like, I could have played last week, sure.
I don't think it'll be long at all. I feel like I'm out there moving around, running around, being me. Happy as can be, obviously, and just believe it in my ankle, obviously. I feel like it's back to where I needed it to be, and I'm pretty good.
Could you have gone last week, or are y'all being cautious?
Yeah, I could have gone last week.
Yeah, if it was the playoffs, I could have been out there. I could have been moving, could have been shaking. Yeah, if it was last week, I could have been out there. Somebody else who's going to be returning, George Kittle, Sunday Night Football. George Kittle will be back. The Atlanta Falcons will be in San Francisco. George Kittle is back, and Kyle Shanahan, he's happy about it.
Just having another good blocker always helps. I thought the other tight ends have blocked well, though, and just having him back in the pass game, I think, is huge. Just have an explosive athlete out there who can run away from people, and but both, just having him on the field on every offensive play helps.
Well, that's good. Now, how about this? Even if we hit the fast-forward button, it's not Sunday, but it's Monday. It will be live on the air when it takes place. We got Tampa Bay 5-1. We got the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions, well, I know there's some big expectations for them and their offense. They're currently 4-2. They just lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 30-17. They're going to try to make some noise. Well, how about this? Those Buccaneers, they're going to try to make some noise on Monday. Mike Evans might be back. Listen to offensive coordinator Josh Grizzard talk about what Mike Evans does to the team. I think we know.
Yeah, you never really know what the opponent's going to do. You have an idea going into it on some of the coverage structures and the personnel groups they play. But at the end of the day, they still got to kick the ball off and see how they want to play that week. But we know that when he's in there, he does deserve a lot of attention no matter who we're playing. And then once you get in the game, you determine how much attention they're giving to him or not and be able to adjust things off of that if it's something that they're really pushing the coverage that way or if they're just singling him up.
Yeah, here's a couple of other things that you should probably take note of and understand. Okay, we got the NFL on Sunday morning. It's going to take place at Wembley Stadium in London, England. We got the Los Angeles Rams and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Puka Nacua, one of the best wide receivers in the entire NFL. This guy started off like a house on fire. He ain't playing. He's dealing with an ankle injury, so do not expect to see Puka Nacua out there. I did tell you about the return of George Kittle. When the Falcons are going to be in Santa Clara taking on the 49ers. Yeah, George Kittle might be back. Mac Jones is going to be throwing the football to George Kittle. Okay, Brock Purdy is still out. Terry McLaurin, he's going to be out. So you get CeeDee Lamb back for the Dallas Cowboys, but Terry McLaurin is still going to be out for the Washington Commanders. I mean, with no Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel busted up, you can certainly, I'm not going to say expect, the Dallas Cowboys are going to be favored to go out there and win in that game. So those are just a few of the injuries that you can expect to see this week. You got Kyler Murray still dealing with a foot issue. Liz Frank, Kyler Murray will not be playing when Green Bay takes on the Arizona Cardinals. And then you have Marvin Harrison Jr. He suffered a concussion. He was in concussion protocol last week. We have no idea what his status will be. Those are just a few of the injuries that you can expect this weekend. Oh, by the way, Carson Wentz expected to get the start again for the Minnesota Vikings as the Philadelphia Eagles head to Minneapolis, U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown. The giant mirror downtown where the birds flew into and died. Botcher, did you hear about that?
No, but birds aren't the smartest. Well, some of them are, but some birds are dumb.
You gonna blame the birds for flying into just something that looks like the sky? Is it their fault?
No, it's not their fault, but I wouldn't say it's not their fault at the same time.
Bro, they built a giant stadium that looks like a mirror. The birds are up in the sky. God only knows how high they are. I don't know, 800 feet in the sky, 700 feet. The birds are just minding their business looking at blue sky. And a bird is flying, and he thinks he sees more sky. He's going 100 miles per hour. Not really. How fast is a bird going?
Way too 40? Fast. They're getting hit and dying.
Yeah, he's flying into what he thinks is sky, and then he's dying. It's not his fault.
We need a speed limit for birds.
Oh, my God. Ultimately, I think the stadium realized, and they adjusted something with the glass to try to keep the birds alive. So there you have it. Maybe Randy Johnson designed the stadium. I don't know. Let's see. Anyway, beats me. Anyway, did you see Randy Johnson hanging out with Beast Mode? Did you see that?
I didn't. I'm not like they probably all threw him in a celebrity box, so I'm not surprised.
No, it wasn't celebrity boxing. They were bonding over photography of all things.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense because Marshawn Lynch does the photos for the Raiders, right? And then Randy does the photos for the Mariners.
Randy has his own. They were up in Seattle doing something. Randy Johnson has been into photography for a long time, and I think Marshawn Lynch just picked it up. I mean, at least publicly, as far as I know. So that's good. It's good when these guys have they got their hobbies and whatnot. And speaking of hobbies, if you sit around watching Netflix, yesterday Netflix dropped this new series called The Starting Five. Last year they followed around like LeBron and Tatum. This year we got Brown and James Harden and Kevin Durant. And we got some interesting responses about things like, and honesty too. Like Kevin Durant sat down and he talked about openly like James Harden moving on from the Oklahoma City Thunder when he initially got traded to the Houston Rockets. And Kevin Durant was upset because he was like, the Miami Heat just beat us in the postseason in the finals. And they were happy that they broke us up because we were eventually going to win. Listen to what Durant had to say.
Piss me off is like LeBron and D Wade and so many dudes around the NBA sending tweets out like, congrats to my bro, James. He got his, like, he going to Houston, he gonna kill it. When they was just happy that we wasn't together no more. They was so happy. I know LeBron and they was so happy that we wasn't together no more, because we was on their ass. Everybody in the league was like, man, James, I'm so happy you in Houston, man. You gonna kill it, bro. My bro. I was like, shut the Y'all just scared. Y'all knew we was on the way.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, old, if they would have kept that team together. Russell Westbrook. But you know what? Maybe James Harden would have never. Oh, we knew what he was capable of. Bacha, do you think they would have won a title if they kept him over Serge Ibaka?
I'm going to say yes. But no, I'm going to say no, actually. I just don't think James Harden would have been Houston Rockets James Harden under D'Antoni, where he basically had the green light to do anything he wanted. So yeah. I don't think he would have developed the same way.
Yeah, well, you're right. He probably would have been complaining. I mean, he'd have been like, I need to be here. I don't get the ball. He'd be looking at Russell Westbrook going, why does he get the ball, handling the ball more than me? Why I got to come off the bench? Yeah, they may have been blown to hell before anything came out of that. But Letty, if they would have kept them together, do you think they would have won a title?
I don't think it would have stayed together for much longer, because, I mean, a lot of this is revisionist. I mean, it's not like, you know, Harden obviously wanted to go, because if he would have got paid, they would have kept him. So, like, I feel like you're right. At some point, it would have been volatile, unless they would have won it the next year. And at that point, were they better than the Heat? No. It's... If you'd have said, like, yes, keep this together for 8 or 9 years, of course, eventually, there's so much talent, they'd win.
God.
But
yeah.
I don't think they'd stay together that long. And would they have really beaten the Heat in the next 2-3 years? That I don't know. And then the Spurs were on their way. So, like, I don't know. Probably not. But it would have been a hell of a lot of fun to watch.
It's easy to look at MVP, MVP, MVP. You guys had 3 MVPs on the team.
Right.
Nobody even reached their peak yet. Yeah, it's hard to say, but I mean, come on. Russell Westbrook won his MVP with both of them gone. Uh-huh. You know? So, and James Harden had already moved on and then got his MVP later, and Durant is Durant. So, it's
but easier they make it, said. Right, but they also make it seem like, I'm sorry, they make it seem like, you know, we were shocked because we wanted to stay together. Like, Harden didn't sign. Did I miss something? Didn't he want more money? Like, wasn't this a money situation? The Thunder didn't look at it and go, we had no idea how good James Harden was. You knew. You did it because you couldn't fit them all under the cap.
Well, like, ironically, still in the same show, apparently, James Harden made the point of he didn't feel respected because it was only a few million dollars. And it wasn't like he was asking for 50 more. He made it sound like he was asking for 2 more million dollars. And they were just like, no. And at that point, he said he was surprised that they ultimately traded him right before the season. So there's a lot of gems and nuggets in the show. In all honesty, I guess we're so far beyond it, and these guys are closer to the end than they are to the beginning, that they're just spilling the beans. Not that I care. It matters to me. But there's a whole segment in here about how James Harden is in love, and he's getting ready to have his second kid. And I'm like, okay, good for you. So they're just spilling the beans all over the place, Belletti.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to see the other side of it. I'm not big on just listening to one side, kind of wax poetic. Look, if you're telling me the Thunder were dumb enough, over $2 million to trade James Harden for nothing, like, I struggle with that. No, you didn't. You didn't break up that whole damn thing after going to the finals just because of $2 million. Like, there's more to it. There was, you know, $2 million and James Harden not wanting to come off the bench and not wanting Russell Westbrook to have the ball. Like, there's got to be something else here. Like,
yeah.
You're telling me the Thunder had no idea what was in front of them? They went to the finals and it was a shock to everybody in Oklahoma City? Oh, my God, I can't believe we have 3 really good players. Come on.
Well, let's wait. They actually also alluded to the fact, I don't think we got an answer there, as to why exactly James Harden wanted to leave again when they were together in Brooklyn. And it's just, you know, we don't have that one. Eventually, we know that'll come out. Yeah. Is his name Kyrie? Is his name Kyrie?
You know, I... But on top of it, too, like, it's funny how guys, where they, if they don't win, 20 years later, talking about, you know, I'd have just stayed here. It was only they wanted to get rid of me. Like, I didn't have any complaints, and it was a couple million dollars. They'd have just gave me what I wanted. Everything would have been great. Yeah. Okay. Really? Yeah. That wasn't you that was bitching and moaning? Did I miss something? I'm sorry. I thought you were complaining.
Yeah, I can't wait for Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons documentary. The NBA is so full of drama. You can't,
and then everybody runs from it. So then 20 years from now, Embiid would talk about, I just was encouraging Ben to shoot more. All right. That's all it was. You're right. I'm sorry. I missed that whole thing.
Meanwhile, Ben Simmons is a fisherman back in Australia, you know, so you can't make any of this stuff up, man. This is just wild, wild stuff. Listen, folks, eBay, it's the home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story, okay? It could be your favorite vintage band t-shirt to the dream car you've been searching for. It's all there. eBay, things people love. Like old things, okay? All things. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a great day in the world of sports. When we come back, we'll kind of wrap things up, tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, you heard his voice. It's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah. I try not to laugh every time I hear that. I can't help my damn self. I can't help myself. Anyway, yeah, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, you just got the news flash and all the scores from Marco Belletti. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Oh, my God. You know what? Since it's Friday, you know, I think why don't everybody get a little bit of a tingle up their spine, okay? It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today, and it's been this way all day, it is October 17th. Shout out to my main man, Robbie. Happy birthday. October 17th, 1979. Okay, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they beat the Orioles 4-1 at Memorial Stadium. They won 4-3 in a game 7, of course. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, they won the World Series. Willie Stargell ended up being the MVP. He batted 400, hit 3 home runs, had 4 doubles, and 7 RBIs. That is 12 extra base hits. That's a big, big deal. Listen to Willie Stargell hit the go-ahead home run in game number 7.
Stargell at the plate. McGregor comes to him and is a high fly ball into deep right center field. Back to a single and a way back to the wall. It's gone. He's done it. Bounces, hit it out. And the Pirates lead 2-1.
October 16th, 1991. Paul Coffey of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He became the highest scoring defenseman in NHL history. He got 2 assists in an 8-5 victory against the Islanders and gave him 1,053 career points. It was 309 goals, 744 assists. Listen to Paul Coffey become the all-time leading scorer for defensemen.
Early third, Islanders lead 5-4. Here's Coffey from the point with the shot. It's wide, picked up by Bob Errey, who goes back to the point, lets it go. The goal is his second of the game, but more importantly, it's the point that puts Coffey ahead of Potvin as the all-time leading scorer among NHL defensemen, and he does it against Danny Potvin's old team, the Islanders. Game tied at 5.
October 17th, 2000, Patrick Waugh. He set an NHL record. He says, you know what? I'm going to have more victories than anybody. 448 it was. The Avalanche beat Washington 4-3 in overtime. Patrick Waugh, he broke a tie with Terry Sawchuk. Listen to Patrick Waugh say, I got this. This is from ESPN.
First of all, you're hoping to be drafted, and then after that, you hope to have a chance one day to play in NHL. And when you're in NHL, I mean, you just dream to survive in that league. And to me, it was more than surviving, and it's been a great ride.
It's been a great ride. And shout outs to Patrick Waugh. October 17th, 2015, Cristiano Ronaldo. He became Real Madrid's all-time leading goal scorer across all competitions, period. It don't matter what league, what competition, Premier League, La Liga, whatever it is, he passed Raul. It was his 324th goal. It was a 3-0 win over Levante. Piers Morgan, he sat down with Ronaldo, and Ronaldo's just like, listen, man, of course I care about being the greatest of all time. I am.
I think you're the best football player that's ever lived. I think.
You think?
There's a raging debate, as you know. A lot of people think Messi. A lot of people think you. A few others think other players, but the two
honest,
of you.
Honest? Yeah.
My honest thing is I think that matters to you?
Yes.
Oh, well, of course. Ronaldo, if you're in front of Ronaldo, you got to kiss his ass, right? He may make some funny face at you, like, how do you not think I'm the best? Anyway, enough about Ronaldo. October 17th, he's making all that money in Saudi Arabia. There's a lot of people making money in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's like, give us tennis, give us golf, give us boxing. We taking everything. October 17th, this is not good. Gordon Hayward, this man broke his leg 5 minutes into the season. Do you remember this? This was 2017. Kyrie Irving returned to Cleveland. The Cavaliers beat the Celtics 102-99. Gordon Hayward just got there and he just broke his leg. It was horrific. Everybody standing there, hands on the head. His leg went the wrong way. Oh my God. It was just horrific. Now listen to Brad Stevens. At the time, he was the coach on Gordon Hayward.
Obviously, you hurt for him. He's put in a lot of great work, and I thought he had his most comfortable week as far as feeling like he was going to play really well. And, but now we'll, hopefully get a full recovery, right? And so it's a tough deal, but, I guess that's part of it, the risk of injury. But I really feel for him.
Yeah, what was the emotion like out there, Fred? Back to Boston,
or? He's on an ambulance to the airport right now.
What was the emotion like out there on the floor? It looked like everyone was stunned.
Yeah, I think both teams saw it. Everybody in the arena saw it. So, that's hard. I mean, and, you know, I think everybody, whether you play on the Celtics or play on the Cavs, I mean, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, man, nobody wants to see nobody with no broken. That was tough. I mean, on a basketball court, when you see these dudes, we had Tyreek Hill break his leg. Broken legs are not fun, man. I ain't trying to break my leg. I don't want to fall. Let's leave it there. Anyway, those were a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let's look forward to the future. How about this? This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They are just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. This weekend, the NASCAR action is going to take place at Talladega Super Speedway. And the thing about Talladega is you always, well, not always, but you can really get a surprise winner. They're common at Talladega, okay? And the track is high speed, it's tightly packed, there's no margin for error, and this is one of the most thrilling and volatile weekends on the NASCAR calendar. So if you're looking for some race action, make sure you check out this Cup Series this weekend at Talladega Super Speedway. Yeah, that, watch some football, watch some baseball, watch everything. There's a lot going on. Speaking of football, you know, we talked about all these damn injuries. Bacha, how the hell, Trayvon Diggs ended up in concussion protocol at his own house. How the hell did this happen?
So what I'm going to assume is that he might have slipped and hit his head on something.
Oh, my God.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it was just like, I'm assuming he slipped in the shower. But if not, I have no idea.
I don't want to speculate. I have never heard, I mean, people get hurt at home all the time. I mean, didn't somebody, what's that idiot that can't get back into baseball?
Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, Trevor Bauer. I remember one, he cut his hand on a drone, right?
Yeah, in the playoffs.
Yeah, and then you have, I remember Jeff Kent, probably lying. He said he broke his hand washing his motorcycle. Glenn Allen Hill, I remember he said he had a nightmare about spiders and he crashed into his living room table. Like, injuries happen at home. I guess. I hate to laugh. Somebody else cut his hand slicing an apple. Like, things happen at home. A concussion at home, I guess. Did you slip down the steps? I have no idea. But Trayvon Diggs, who is unfortunately injured a lot with a variety of injuries, you can go ahead and add this one to the list, as he apparently is, he hurt himself at home. We don't have any details about it. He's not available. Bacha, you be safe over the weekend, okay? You're not going to get hurt, are you?
I will make sure I don't dream about spiders or play with drones or eat apples.
You going to wash your motorcycle?
I don't have a license for that yet.
You don't have to have a license. You're going to get a motorcycle in New York City?
It's actually probably beneficial in New York City during traffic.
You're not supposed to just zoom through in between lanes. That's not how you operate a bike.
I know. That's why I got to get the license.
So you can break the law?
No, of course not. I have to learn how to respect the road.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, there's a lot to get into. Bacha, great week as always. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
No doubt about it. And we appreciate you all for listening. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Will Graves for joining us from the Associated Press. Thank you so much to Jerry Palm for joining us to talk some football. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We'll be back on Monday. Let's see how the weekend shakes out. Baseball, football, all of it. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Bart Winkler coming up next. Be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.